Hi guys, welcome back to FarmSim News. I'm your host, Connor Vogel. Today we currently have 107 mods waiting to be tested by Giant Software. The current average waiting time for newly submitted mods is 4 workdays. Now, in today's episode, I'm going to be going over the top 10 most requested items that people want in Farming Simulator 2021. All of these have been submitted, and people want these items base game for all platforms. So, I will be giving my personal opinion at the end of this episode. We'll break these all down into categories and what each one means right after this. Stay tuned. So, some things that you guys wanted to see in Farming Simulator 2021 were older tractors base game, more two-wheel drive tractors, American cloth machines, riding lawnmowers, more tractors without closed cabins, or maybe no cabin at all, John Deere 9R and 9RX as base game, older international tractors, JCB telehandlers, more American vehicles in general. There's a lot of EU stuff, which, I mean, coming from America, I mean, I like the American stuff. I mean, there's barely any of it, though, in Farming Simulator 19. So, it'd be nice to have more American styles of vehicles, which, I mean, personally, I think sometimes the American looks better, sometimes the English looks better. Kind of just depends on what I'm looking at. Some other things you guys wanted to see was a bulldozer, maybe something that works like a landscaping tool. A truck with a fifth wheel hitch, as standard in-game, an American dump truck, the option to have US and EU and other options as well as, I mean, it'd be nice. So, as you guys know, in Farming Simulator 19, there's just not a lot of customization. The only time you get really good customization is when it's like a mod, but still, sometimes that's not very good customization in it. So, that'd be really nice to have. Another thing you guys wanted to see were snowmobiles, backhoes, boats, planes, helicopters, and things that we can use in the air or maybe on the water. Another thing you guys wanted to see was more vehicles to buy, like cars, trucks, jeeps, SUVs, and vans. You guys want to see all kinds of those things. Another thing that was requested was the tow truck, a wrecker equipment. So those are some more things that people wanted. One big thing that was like top rated were John Deere implements. People wanted to see a lot more John Deere implements and a lot more John Deere stuff in general. So another thing that people wanted were hand tools. So right now the only hand tool in game, base game, is the chainsaw. And you can only choose from 5. So I mean that's much, which is kind of sad, but you have that and your flashlight, which you can't even sell. So, but some things that people wanted were people wanted things other than chainsaws. They wanted maybe a shovel, maybe a broom, stuff like that. Another thing that people wanted to see was crop dusting. People really wanted to see that. Some other things that people wanted to see were gravity wagons, a chain to move equipment like a tow bar or a tow hitch, or like winches and stuff like that. That is probably, that's kind of up there in my game, in my mind. And people want more gooseneck trailers, or just gooseneck trailers in general, because there's not very many of them. And so people want those, more of those in base game. Another thing that people wanted to see were just, as far as crops go, it looks like all people, they didn't really want to see too much. They're pretty just straightforward. I mean, they just wanted to see more crops in general. They'd be happy with whatever they got. Carrots, grapes, peas, string beans, peanuts, rye, tractical, and alfalfa, and corn stalk bales were all things that were in that. As far as maps go, there were, you guys were, once again, pretty vague. You just wanted more maps, base game, maybe larger maps, maybe some specialty maps, some stuff like that. But another thing that you guys wanted to see with animals were, for animals, they were very, very specific. Good Lord. People want to visually see young and old animals, such as calves, baby pigs, baby sheep, etc. And people want to see that when they're older, maybe they're a little bit more run down, slightly wrinkly. So, just kind of more obvious. People also want to be able to move animals from different pastures. So, maybe, let's say you got no sheep in the sheep pasture. Maybe you can move your cattle to that sheep pasture. That's one thing that people really wanted to see. Holy smokes. Personally, I would like a larger, more... I want to be able to have pastures that you can self-build. It has all the necessary stuff, but then you build the pasture. I would love to see that. If there's a modder who could do that too, I would love to see that in FS19. Another thing that people want to see with animals is more wildlife. There's no wildlife right now. There's just birds. And they only appear in your fields that you own, which is kind of annoying. But people want to see, like, deer, turkey, stuff like that. More animals, more wild animals, maybe something that you can interact with, maybe be able to hunt them. Because hunting is a form of agriculture. One thing that people really wanted to see were goats, baby goats, and stuff like that. There's a lot of people who voted for that. Yeah, it looks like quite a few things. And people also wanted, one last thing that people wanted with animals, where they felt like we're kind of getting lied to here, because the dog in the trailer for FS, for Farming Simulator 19, it showed the dog in the back of the pickup truck. And surprise, surprise, you can't get the dog to get in the back of your pickup truck. But people want dogs to move around more, to do more dog-like things, not just sit there and stand there until you hit a button, the button B, and then he follows you wherever you go. But then if you get into a combine or anything like that, he does not follow you, which in my mind, that's kind of a scam, because that's not what dogs are like at all. They don't listen sometimes. Another thing that people wanted is people want to have seasons as part of base game Farming Simulator 21. Maybe it's something you can turn off and on. Maybe it's something you can only turn on once. Maybe it's something you can't turn off. But that would be really nice, because, I mean, seasons, it's a great thing. It makes the game more realistic. Another thing that people want is hazard lights. People want, this was number two, is hazard lights. People want to be able to turn on hazard lights not only on PC, but on console. But the one problem with that is there is a restriction of the controller for the console itself. There's not a lot of buttons, and there's not a whole lot more buttons. So that's why you have, like, left bumper, right bumper, and then together, and maybe they're not. And, yeah, they've started doing combinations because they're running out of things. But it would just be nice to see those things. Personally, coming from an Xbox console player, I would love to see whatever they're called, hazards. Yeah. But yeah, our next thing on the list is in-game mechanics. But before we get to that, I'm going to take a quick break. So I'm going to take a quick break here, guys. So yeah, I'm going to take a break. Stay tuned for more coming up. We will have in-game mechanics, things that probably will not happen, and more. Stay tuned. Alrighty, I am back from my break, guys. Thank you for those of you who are staying tuned, listening to those commercials. It really helps, because when you listen to those commercials, it helps pay me, and that payment goes to better equipment, and it goes to all kinds of stuff that I can use for this podcast so that I can get good things for this, so I sound better. My podcast is more professional every time. So yeah, thank you for those who are watching those commercials, who are listening to those commercials, going through, taking the time to watch all of it. Thank you. Now, where did we leave off? Okay. Okay. So, where we left off was our thing that we left off on was in-game mechanics. So, people wanted more realistic maintenance and damage to equipment, such as maybe tires pops, axles break, engine repairs are needed, etc. Maybe you have to tow something that would be when a tow truck would become in handy. But maybe something breaks down in the middle of the field and you've got to get it fixed. So you grab your toolbox and you get out there. Also, it'd be really cool to see rain causing mud and puddles in the road and terrain grip changing. So vehicles and equipment visually struggling, plus the ability maybe drift the vehicles, get out there in the rain. And you'll see, I always see those drifting tractor videos all the time. They pop up online all the time. But it'd be really cool to have that. Another thing that people wanted was not just three different cars driving on the road. People want to see more vehicles on the road. People like maybe emergency vehicles, tractors, all kinds of stuff. Another thing that people want is, another thing that people wanted were, to be able to buy used equipment. Maybe it's a dealer with limited stock. Maybe it's at a scrapyard and you get a battery from over here, get a brake pad from over here, or whatever. But it'd be really nice to take something like that. The ability to have a rotating selection of equipment right away, not just in stock, but maybe stuff that is not in stock and takes longer, but maybe they have something like in stock and you're like, well, I want this engine, but this engine is here again, and make it a lot more cool. It irritates a lot of people, that's for sure, and people would, I mean, I know I'd probably turn it off, but anyways. Another thing that people wanted is to buy different machinery. So maybe you've got a John Deere dealer over here. Maybe you got a Case dealer over here. And maybe you got someone over here who specializes in cars. Maybe you've got other farmers. Another thing that people wanted is more farmers. People wanted to be able to see other farmers in their fields. But basically right now, all this game is do whatever you want, whenever you want, and it's up to you to do whatever you want. One thing that people wanted to see was, I mean, maybe he's out in his field and you have to wait until he's back. So that would be kind of nice. Another thing that people wanted was you've got to eat, sleep, and stuff like that to stay healthy. It'd be interesting to have the ability to dig in the ground. That was another top 5 requests that people wanted. We have a landscaping tool right now, but, I mean, people wanted to just dig in the ground and just go for it with a hand tool or something like that. But this probably won't be able something that we will be able to see, but having a landscaping tool is definitely nice. And something else right here is the ability to crash your own game. So there's an equipment limit right now. People want it removed or at least eased up a bit. So maybe you've got the thing where it says you got 1,200 slots and you're getting close and it starts getting red. Maybe you get over 1,200 and you've got like 1,400 and it's just bright red, but it lets you do it because it says like, hey, we told you not to do it, but you're going to crash your games. And people on PC are allowed to do it, but people on console are not. Another thing people wanted is to be able to use manual gear shifting. That was things I don't like it. Passengers and vehicles, so maybe we have a 2-passenger mod, but people want to be able to put more than one person. Maybe, like, there's 4 seats. You should be able to put 4 people in. It would be cool if the buddy seats and combines actually worked. It'd be really neat to see that. The ability to tie down equipment to trailers and low loaders. Stuff flies off all the time, and having the ability to tie something really helps. So, yeah, that's another thing. Some other things that people wanted is people wanted to have a drift lock that we could turn on and off. Something else that would be really cool is a GPS. This would probably be something I don't know if we could have, but it'd be really cool. Another cool thing would be to have tractor screens actually work. So right now, they're just basically like a picture and it just shows that. But maybe this time it shows you the miles per hour and how much you're spraying and where you're at. And it shows you driving around. That'd be really cool. And another thing is the ability to overfill tractors and combines. Maybe this one you'd be able to turn off because I know I would mess up all the time on it. I would always end up overfilling it but that would be really nice. Another thing is people would like to be able to see damaged buildings. So if you hit or bumped into, the ability to repair it with tools would be something amazing also. I think it'd be awesome to have. I would probably say, why don't we just have this so we can turn it on and off? Because, I mean, maybe there's just a button that is click here for realistic. Click here for more people who are not good at driving and not good at that stuff. But anyways, fuel is really extremely realistic right now, but we're not driving the same one tractor for 12 hours a day in real life. I mean, maybe you guys are, but I'm only playing Farming Simulator for like 2 hours a day at the most. And lately I haven't been able to because I'm grounded, so that's nice. But that would be nice is, if everybody's playing, I play in 5 times, because that's what it kind of starts at. And let's say you drove your tractor around for, 16 to 15 hours then that day, you're probably going to go through, in-game hours is what I'm talking about, and you're going to go through an entire tank, or maybe one every 2 days. It'd just be nice to have that. So yeah, guys, I'm going to take a quick break here. I will be right back. See you then. Alrighty, guys, it is time for the next segment of this podcast. We left off on, it was fuel and tanks and stuff like that. So another thing is people want to have ground textures. They want it to affect the ground differently so that it'll go down into the soil and not just be with the crop itself. And something to do with the soil. I mean, it'd be kind of cool if it compacted it. So, another thing that people wanted were field fires. This would terrify me because not only am I bad with TNT and Minecraft, I also, already having a fire in my field would just scare the crud out of me. Another thing people wanted were different weather. So wind, hail, damaging crops, or maybe you damage your tractors. Maybe you got a tornado, hurricane, stuff like that. And, but yeah, I'd like to be able to turn this one off because I really don't want to have to build my entire farm back because that would kind of stink. Another thing people want is cross-platform play with console and PC. Unlimited amount of houses. So, that I can see. I don't know why you can't, but anyways, people want more contracts. People want all kinds of stuff. Yeah, now that we've talked for like 90% of the episode on in-game mechanics, our last thing people wanted to see were more brands. Here were the premier brands that you guys wanted to see. Chevy, Dodge, Ford, Kubota, Jeep, Kenworth, Peterbilt, Land Rover, Gleaner, Caterpillar, Tiger Cat, Versatile Farm, Freightliner, Mack, yeah, these were all the things, and there's quite a few more, too, if you want to go check those out. Giants has to get permission from these people. So they don't own the rights to these companies. So therefore they cannot physically let them release it. So that's something that could happen, may not happen. Another thing that is people want auto load trailers being base game. I don't think that's going to happen because pretty much everything that Giants has base game is realistic or actually exists. Auto load trailers do not exist. I wish they did. Save me a lot of time. But it would be really nice to have that. Another thing that people want is... Oh, gosh. But, yeah, those were the main things that people wanted. So, those are things that people wanted. So, my personal beliefs on these is I would like to see Ford and more trucks and a lot more John Deere would be nice. I would love to have more barn sheds. Maybe I would love that in-game mechanics thing where it was you having to fix your vehicles. I'd love to be able to kind of take my vehicles apart and install new pieces manually. I'd like to be able to buy different engines and have to put them in manually with small hand tools, stuff like that. All that would be amazing and really nice to use. One thing that people wanted, that I would love but probably will never happen is to be able to dig with vehicles. I know this would be amazing, but probably won't happen just the way Farming Simulator base game is set up. If you were to dig down, it would pretty much just all it would do is you just dig through the thin layer of map. Now I know you guys who are saying like, well, what about the landscaping tool? You can go down. It's just bending the map. So think of it as heating up a piece of metal and pushing it down, or heating up a piece of metal and pushing it up. It's basically what it's doing. It's just changing the surface of the map. That is why you usually don't really see any of that. And the only mods I've seen for that were you had to place them down. And you had to place this area down and it would go into the ground and then you could dig that dirt. But other than that, it's pretty much how it's been. So, some other things that would be nice is, I would love to have the auto loaders, four-wheelers, UTVs, stuff like that. Speaking of UTVs today, guys, what modder was it? I'm trying to think of what modder it was. In tomorrow's episode, I will give them credit for this. But a modder came up came out and said that they are creating a JCB UTV for as a mod for all platforms. I am super pumped up for this, guys. This has been something I've wanted. I ended up buying the Mahindra. I used to think that if I bought the Mahindra, then all the other UTVs would kind of, then I'd be able to download all the other UTVs. I thought, like, maybe that would work. But I'm really pumped up for this. I'm also saving up, guys, for the John Deere Gator, because I love UTVs. I'd like them to put in ATVs, though, and stuff like that. I mean, all those things would be really nice. To be able to have snow plows, that would be amazing. Grip changing. One of the big things that I really wanted was more animals like rabbits. They are agriculture. I would like to see rabbits, goats, llamas, and more stuff like that. I'd like to see those things. Different breeds of animals, not just different colors. Different breeds that are for different reasons. So like, maybe these cows are for meat. Maybe these cows are for food. I don't know. But anyways, I'd like to see that happen. I'd love to see more John Deere implements, more John Deere stuff. That would make my day. More UTVs, ATVs, snowmobiles, vehicles, just more vehicles in general. That would be amazing. More trucks, SUVs, stuff like that. So those are all things that I would really like to have. And also, I'd like to have a silo-based game that you buy your seed from, you buy your fertilizer from. That would be amazing because I don't want to have to, like, when I'm making my huge farms that have these, like, seeders that hold 500,000 liters of seed, I don't want to buy a bunch of pallets of seed. That would take forever. I want to be able to go to a silo, pop it all in one spot, pay for it there. Not have to pay for a bunch of tiny little containers. That's like buying, it's like having a 50-pound bags to fill up a freaking large cedar or something. It's just not realistic. So I'd like to be able to buy in large quantities, totes, stuff like that. It'd be really nice. But, like, maybe in some totes, maybe in bulk, like, that would be nice. Different textures would be nice, too. More, I would love to have corn stalk bales. More, stuff like that. That would all be amazing. All those things would be amazing to have in base game. But some of them are kind of wishful thinking. But, anyways, those are all the things that I think I covered everything. Oh, more maps. That was the last thing I was going to say. Is I would love to have more maps. It would be amazing to have a logging map, to have an animal map, to have a just straight up farming map, a grass map. But more maps, different sizes, more realistic maps. So like have KC stores, more people, just I would love to have that. Also, if there are any modders listening right now, if you could make a map that is Sprague, Nebraska, Lincoln, Hickman, something like that. Basically close Nebraska, that would be amazing, and I would highly recommend it, give you a shout out, everything on my podcast. And so yeah, if there is anything that you guys did want in Farming Simulator 21, be sure to tell me, message me, anything like that, and I will be sure to mention it in the next episode or whatever episode you add it on. So yeah, be sure to follow me on Spotify or wherever you're listening, because that also does help me. That helps get the word out there. Spotify will start kind of pushing me forward a little bit more. They'll kind of be like, "Hey guys, look at this podcast." So be sure to follow it. Be sure to like all the podcasts if you can on that. Tell your friends. Tell your family. So those are all amazing things that would be really helpful. And be sure to let me know what you guys would like to hear about for Farming Simulator 19 or 21 or past ones. So anyways, you guys know how I like to end all my videos. I always end my video with a tip or trick or explain something. Today I'm going to be explaining how a mod works, because it's come to my attention that some of the people listening do not know what a mod is and are kind of confused about it. So a mod is, first I'm going to tell you guys about some awesome things. So I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. So a mod is something that a mod is an alteration by players or fans of a video game that changes one or more aspects of the video games, such as how it looks, behaves. Mods may range from small changes and tweaks to complete overhauls and can extend the replay value and interest of the game. So like Farming Simulator, if they did not allow mods, I'm pretty sure people would kind of lose interest in it pretty quick. So like I said, that is what a mod is. The way you install a mod is let's say I want to install a John Deere tractor mod for Xbox. What you're going to do is you're going to go to the home screen. You're going to go to the mod hub, click on tractors. There are three categories for tractors, large, small, and medium. Pick which one you want, and then you would go through, find that John Deere. If it's not there, it could be there in the future, but it may not. But if it's there, you click on it, hit X to download. And then you wait for it to download, and it should pop up. And then you should be able to play with it, play with that mod that you get in-game. So that would be, that's how you download a mod, and that is what a mod is. So thank you guys for listening. Be sure to look out for my next episode coming here soon, tomorrow. Be sure to stay tuned, guys. Keep listening. Tell your friends. And I think that's going to wrap up today's episode. So I hope you guys have a great day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.